5, please.
Item 5, from the Director, Risk Management, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding third-party administration of Milwaukee County's workers' compensation claims, including the request for proposals timeline, implementation, and internal structure plan. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. If you could introduce yourself for committee and the listening audience, and then...
Yes. Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. My name is Amy Bohacek, the Director of Risk Management. I am here today to give you an informational report on the updated status of the Workers' Compensation Third-Party Administration Request for Proposals, also known as the WCTPA RFP. I was here at the March 6th meeting where I introduced myself. I'm still relatively new to the county, and at that time the committee was interested in the status of this RFP. I had a draft form, and the committee had requested that I come back with any significant developments and a timeline. So that is why I'm here today, to present you the informational report. I've submitted a report with a timeline. The final RFP was issued on April 22nd. It is currently out on the streets right now. We had a pre-proposal meeting on Monday, May 5th, and I'm proud to report that there was a great turnout. We had 11 vendors, so there's a lot of excitement and people who want to partner with the county for this particular service. The deadline for the receipt of questions and answers is tomorrow, so I'll be working on that this afternoon. We've had a couple questions, and the proposal deadline is May 30th. So once the proposals are received, the review panel will begin their evaluation process in May and June and conduct interviews, at which point they'll make a recommendation. It's my understanding that the board is on recess in August, so I anticipate being able to come back to you in September with the panel's recommendation to award the contract. I have a second portion of this informational report, but are there any questions with respect to the RFP before I move on?
Supervisor Borkowski.
I know that she's new. I think the public recognizes that this board is always on recess. But I die.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I always am afraid of what I'm going to hear when I call on you. Continue.
Okay. At the March 6th meeting, I also talked a little bit about the internal structure of risk management, and there were some questions and concerns about the implementation and the structure of my department. We had a pretty high-profile departure of the safety manager shortly after I started, the second portion of my report is just a simple update on some of the structural changes and the way that I intend to implement this contract to best serve the county. With that departure of the safety manager, it actually presented a really good opportunity to change the job duties of that position and make it a claims and safety manager. This was a little bit of a gap I had identified when I got here, was that we weren't doing a lot of analytics with respect to our trending and our loss histories. We weren't really learning much from our claims and our lawsuits from a risk management standpoint, and then, you know, taking where we're seeing our claims and then developing a safety and loss prevention program that associates with our trending and our analytics. So that position will be in charge, high level of managing this TPA, getting the claims data, making sure they're performing correctly and in line with our expectations, and then developing that risk management program, sort of the basic tenets, working with our departments to reduce those losses going forward. There is a current administrative assistant position in risk management that will serve sort of the frontline customer service piece for our employees to make sure that they know, you know, how to get in touch with this TPA so that we don't have any gaps of service, moving data and new claims over to the TPA. And then there were the other two positions of concern, obviously, were the two current adjusters in the risk management department. These were the two positions that were unfunded in the prior in last year's budget contemplations for 2014. The good news, again, for this is that the timing of this really is a good opportunity because both of those individuals are eligible for retirement. So all of these things coming together actually is it's a great opportunity for the county. They will be on board through the transition process, and they have committed to me to help make that a success. If they wish to stay at the county after the implementation is in place, I'm, of course, going to work with them and try and find them another position. But either way, they are eligible to retire as of today, so they will be able to draw on their pension.
Supervisor Roger. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I disagreed originally with the budget provision that third-partied, so to speak, privatized this function. And all of the studies I've been reading of late seem to suggest that the supposed cost savings that we reap through privatization are indeed illusory, and not only non-existent, but costs to the public increase over time when you build in a profit motive. Now, I understand that's debatable, but it would be my preference to see an in-house hire who exhibited the kind of loyalty and continuity that I think the county needs in its employees, not a contract going out every year or two or three with new heads, new faces, new experiences. I mean, that can be refreshing in some ways, but in others, it damages the idea of continuity. And the whole general movement toward streamlining government, if we can call it that, really has much to do in many minds with eliminating governance as we've understood it. And that, too, I have some difficulty with and tend to exhibit the more conservative point of view that would argue that tradition in this case is probably well-founded and a better alternative than the quote-unquote cost savings procedures that are being put in place at every turn. So I'm going to oppose this. It's not your initiative, I understand, but it certainly would be my preference to see this kept in-house. Mm-hmm. And and I feel this way generally and have reflected that in my votes regarding third-party administration, which is a nice way of seeing privatization.
Okay. Well, the item will be back. This is informational. The item will be back in front of us in September. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the internal structure plan, I have a few concerns about just taking claims and adding them to a safety manager position, because I think when you look at safety across Milwaukee County, I think there's some very compelling arguments to say that we should not only have a safety manager, but we should be bulking up that position with some type of deputy or assistant type position. So I don't know if just adding another layer onto that is actually going to achieve the results that you're looking for. So could you just make a comment about, rather than putting another layer on another position, about maybe we should be expanding that department and creating new positions for that?
Absolutely. Chairman, Supervisors, I appreciate your viewpoint there. The current safety manager position actually coordinates with safety officers in most of the major departments. So we do have safety officers at the zoo. We have them at the airport, although that position is currently vacant. But they are throughout the county in various positions. So when we continue to collaborate through safety committees and a more comprehensive program, I think we can achieve kind of the goal that you are looking for there. This would not be a claim-intensive position, sort of. It's overseeing the TPA from simply a performance standpoint, and then also really using that data to do a more intelligent risk management program for the county. That was kind of the gap that I saw when I first got here, was not a whole lot of analytical review of our claims trending and our claim drivers.
Right. The point, too, that as you mentioned, you know, we have the different people in the safety throughout Milwaukee County, but they take their direction from the department head in which they operate. So that's where I think maybe looking at safety in a different way from Milwaukee County, because you can now have all your data over here, but if it doesn't actually get implemented, and all the changes you'd like to see, how do we make that connection to, okay, you get all this information and you've come up with a plan, how do we get those people on the ground to actually implement what you want to? Because they have to follow the direction of whatever department head that they see.
Chairman, supervisors, absolutely, I agree with what you're saying, and I think that comes through collaboration and influence and working closely with the department heads to show them that data. That's one of the things that we haven't had a big history here is going actually out to the zoo and showing them in the past 2 years you had X amount of work-related injuries. This is what we're seeing. They're lifting injuries or they're slip, trip, and falls, and this is how we propose working with you going forward, you and your safety officer, to reduce those. So I think we can get collaboration and buy-in, but you're absolutely correct. The safety officers do report to the department heads and not to risk management. So it's just a matter of building those relationships and having some collaboration.
Right. I would just like to see a direct link to that so there's more accountability.
Sure, sure.
And I think as you restructure the department that you may look at different ways because I don't think we can really put a whole lot of faith in collaboration. Just in county government or any large organizations, there's the silo effect. A lot of people get very protective of their areas. It happens in every organization, and that's why I think there needs to be some type of mechanism to connect the two.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm.
Seeing no other comments, item 5 was informational only.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 6. Yes.
If I could, I'd